Now, I am of the opinion that a good mix should catch you slightly off guard. There are some elements about it that just have to catch your attention, that have to hold your attention throughout the different changes of the song. And I think that this mix is a prime example of that. Now, this is the most recent mix that I've done. This is the band. This is a Revolver, their new song, Arrivederci, which is out right now. Go check it out. It's out everywhere. And let's dive in. I just want to play you like the first 30 seconds of this so you can kind of hear what's going on, and then we can dive into it a little deeper. So let's talk about it. So of course, the first thing that you hear is just this bass line that is driving. It's fuzzy. And their bass player, Matt, did a great job with this. You could just hear the pick digging into the strings, and I love that. So the only thing I did, even though you do see a lot of plugins over here, is it's kind of a standard chain. So I've got a little bit of saturation going on with the Manly 2 preamp. I've got some compression. I've got Pultec EQ, just to round out the low end, and then I've got it limited. So a little bit of tone shaping, a little bit of compression, but like nothing crazy, honestly. I just wanted to bring out some of the mids, some of the you know, sparkle to the bass, just so it sits in the mix the right way. And then so this bass line, this fuzz, just has you, it gives you this idea that like something is bubbling to the surface, like something is coming and you don't know what. And then from the bass, you get the drums that just start tapping in this whole, like just this counting on the hi-hats. And it's like they're telling you that there's only a limited amount of time before something happens. I love that. And then of course that just kind of passes the torch off over to the guitar as the guitar starts giving you this lead melody, telling you that, yeah, there is definitely something coming here. Here's a little taste and a little flavor as to what to expect. And then, of course, from that moment, you've got this big gang vocal that comes in. Let's hear that one more time. All right, let's solo out those burns because I want you to hear a little bit about this here. So I've got the burns and then some of the backup vocals that were also included in here. And here, just listen to what's going on. As soon as you hear those burns, it's like intense. So
burn, let us.
There is some distortion happening here, and that is very intentional. So whenever you get that burn, so you get all this foundational work, this theatric foundational work that's done through the instrumentation, this whole idea that something's coming, we're on borrowed time, a little bit of a melody, okay, that feels good, I like that, and then boom, it hits you with this burn, and it just has the grit and the dirt from the saturation and the distortion on the plugins that I'm using on that to catch you off guard, which then takes you into this anthemic punk rock kind of sound. And from there, we start working into the chorus. You'll actually hear this. So with that whole sound right there, you kind of get a little bit of a flavor of some of their influences, almost like the Misfits, some of the horror punk kind of stuff with that, just the type of melody that's going on. But the thing that I want to call your attention to is this right here. So this is all the backup vocals that were recorded. And we've got some high vocal, like some high octave vocal and low octave vocal. And so what I did is I took the two high vocals, panned them hard left, hard right, same kind of thing. I went through, saturated the living snot out of these things to the point of distortion, as well as the low end ones as well. Did the same thing, hard panned them left and right. And the reason why I did the saturation and compression on those guys is because I actually wanted to give it less of a vocal sound and more of like a theremin kind of a sound. If you don't know what theremin is, like, go look it up. They're pretty cool. But let's solo out those high vocals. So it's that whole, it's got some vibrato. It's got some of that like kind of wavering, kind of up and down kind of sound that really adds to it. So whenever you throw it in the mix all together. And so if you are a person who is missing a little bit of that spooky season, this should hopefully give you a little bit of a flavor of that. So I really hope you guys enjoy the mix. I hope you enjoy the song. If you want to say thank you to the band, like I was mentioning before, like go to their page, go follow them, go do all the things, and then just listen to the song, share the song with your friends. I'm sure they would appreciate that too. So I hope you guys enjoy.